Welcome to the Courageous Overcomers Podcast. I'm your host, Courage Molina. So excited to have you back here with me. If this is your first time, welcome. Be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss any of the new episodes as they are dropped. Listen, today's episode is going to be amazing. My guest today is a wife, mom, and niche coach. She helps coaches decide on a niche so they can walk boldly in their purposes as life coaches. She's passionate about helping other women to be who God has called them to be. So y'all know I love that. And when she's not doing that, she's enjoying spending time with family and friends, laughing and being silly, reading and eating Chick-fil-A. Girl, after my own heart. Y'all help me welcome my special guest today, Gabrielle Smith. Let's get into it. I'm so glad that you said yes. Okay, so let's get into this. So what in your mind for your life is your greatest flex?
Once you somebody thinks your greatest flex is like your business, that you do this,
was there
that
any you travel, that you've done right? All like, these things.
Once you got to that, because you said you tried all these things.
But you living
what
your
happened,
life,
what was it
if like, you had
what
to
were
pick
the steps
one,
like, that you took for after for your
okay,
body?
Now I know what my
what would you say, like, this is my greatest flex is actually this.
What was that process in that season?
Huh.
Oh my
so
goodness!
I kinda, so
okay, so I
kind of
have two. A little
the biggest
bit, right?
thing was
so one
the
being
money.
My
right,
greatest
to
flex
fund
is that
my
like,
certification.
And
can,
so
I
had
connect
to
with
work
people.
Through
that.
I think that,
that
is a genuine gift
and
that I have.
Got the money.
That, and then
the other piece of it was
and
I get in the certification and I have to
coach
in front of
people
and organic. Genuine.
Let me just rewind.
I
am not a. I
care I
had
about
not been a.
It's the human factor for me.
Front
I'm able to
type
the good in people.
I'm always behind the scenes.
You know,
I'm
able to. Focus
I was the person
on that.
Who
so
would
that
post
is that
outfits
is
on Instagram
one of my big
without
flexes.
My face,
and then
so
the other
I
one
at
I would
an
say
angle
is,
so see my face.
The fact that I found my purpose.
So
the fact that
I
went
I had
through
to,
the journey
I had to
of.
Work through
not knowing
all
it,
of that,
and
I had
the fire
all
of like
so
just
like
being
invisible,
so
being
miserable,
seen,
so
lost,
heard,
so
all of the things
that
have
been
unhappy,
challenges,
and then
my
getting
entire
to
life for me.
This side of where
and
you know where God
the biggest
revealed
one being
to me what
the,
it was,
fear of failure,
and like
I've,
just
I had
like
to,
going full force,
get through
in it
the
and haven't looked back.
Fear of failure.
So that's the
because
other
before,
no, I
just like
those
I would
two
be behind
things.
The scenes,
and they actually go hand in hand.
I didn't know
whatever our purpose is, regardless of who you are,
everything in me, like 1,000%, that I was going
to
win. I wasn't
going to do it. Whatever it is God has called you to do, created
like,
you to do,
I just was not
going to
do it. And
wherever
so
that is
I didn't take risk. I didn't risk failure. I didn't any of that stuff.
And
so
even if you know
I had
what your
to
purpose
learn
is,
how
if the rest
to
of your relationships are trash
fail,
with your family,
and I had to learn
with
how
whatever,
to
it has a huge impact
be willing
on your ability
I think
to
that's,
actually pursue that purpose. So
you know,
it
those
makes,
were the biggest things that I had to overcome in order
that
to get there. Because even
like,
it started with the certification, but then after certification,
I found
starting
my
business,
like,
putting myself out there, you know, asking people
that.
To work
now,
with me, like rejection, all of those things. So
feeling unfulfilled,
that those were
like
pretty much
same,
like the big things that
hated my job, like that type of thing.
Let me ask you this.
All of those things.
Prior to like
this situation, tell me about that journey. How did you get from that place
coming
to
up in school and going to college?
Did purpose. You experience a lot of failure, like academically?
Oh, it's no, no. Gosh. Okay.
I knew it
long
when you told
story.
Me. I knew
how
this
do we
because
this a
I
so
100%
probably.
Get
you. So I started
we,
out
you didn't
as
have a, lot of
a software engineer.
Failure.
No, so
and then
that's
you got to
my
this big age, whatever that age was.
That
you got to this big age.
Yeah,
about
20.
Now you're gonna try something new.
And I don't know, maybe
the
last
like you, I did not
five to 10.
I did not have any failures.
I hit this place
about.
Where I'm like this,
but I also
ain't it.
The only thing that
this,
was in
this
front
ain't
of
it.
Me.
I feel like
right?
I should
just
be doing more.
And so I do that. Well.
I feel like
but
yep,
there are lots of things that I don't do
missing.
Well, but that wasn't a
I feel like
in school,
I'm not
so
using
I never
my
even
gifts.
Had
in
those
the way that God meant for me to be using them. And so,
once
but
I
didn't know what
age,
that looked like. I
it
didn't
was like
know
it was the first time.
What
like,
I knew
oh.
that software engineering space wasn't
sure
it,
I
but I didn't
class.
Know what was
I
it. So
like,
I set
I
out on this journey to figure out what
I need
it
to study
was.
For this test. Like,
and
oh, wow,
so
okay.
I started, of course,
somebody
you know,
give me what
everybody
I need. I'm
going to
get this done. I don't care what the
in the
net
and yes,
right?
Looking for everything else to give me the answers.
On this
started
side.
Like doing those with quizzes, the personality quizes, and no guidelines and no all that book. Jazz to try and figure it out.
And I used to say that if you can tell
around me
exactly what I told the Lord, just crying, yes.
tried a whole bunch of things. But ultimately, like deep inside, I already knew.
Yes.
So like even thinking back on it, I realized that if I had been real with myself early on, like college and deciding on a major, I would have done like psychology or something like that.
I know that I have to do X, Y, Z.
That's genuinely where my
interest
was. But because at that time, I'm focused on money. I'm like, okay, so what major do I need to make the most money when I get out of school? And so that's where I went with the engineering route. I'm just like, well, I can make money right out of school and it'll be fine.
And even in our
until
careers too, right?
And until
like
it wasn't.
There's a
but
process.
So
I mean, you
so
do
then
this,
yeah.
This,
once
this,
I figured
this,
out
promoted,
that's not what
you
I wanted
this,
to do,
this, you
I
well,
like
you
set
know
out to find my purpose
exactly.
And so
what
started
to do
doing research,
to
talking to
succeed.
People.
At
not
the job
really
and
getting the answers
exactly
I want, but I ended up
this ordeal. God be like, yeah,
webinar, seminar,
there you go.
Or conference or something, and it's where
it out.
I first
we don't
heard
know what that's like.
That
we
your
don't
thoughts
know.
Create your
we
feelings.
We imagine it to be the worst.
And so
thing
I was
in
just like.
To give what? Something our
what's
all,
happening? And so that kind of opened up for me out. And you know yeah. just like
I
just really digging
like,
into
the
thoughts part of it and the results part of it and looking and thinking about how that
100%.
Aligned with
and
what
I
believe
I
what the Bible talks about
that.
And
but
things
I also
like that
was
and
very
I'm just
selective
like, oh, like,
it's not because I'm great
be,
at everything
that might be
it's
something
because I'm
so from there I started digging into
not doing it
becoming
I've already assessed
some type of leader
of
something like that. Still at that
it's
point, I had
not
heard
enough.
Of life
yeah, so
coaching
that is going
like
to
that.
That could potentially
and
risk
I
my
ended
success
up
rate that I have going on right now. If you're gonna mess
where
with my success
she talked
rate,
about being
no
a life
thanks.
Coach and
how
you help
so
people, you end
real,
up making the impact you want in the world, and you make money doing it. And I was
you've
like,
you've had such great achievement.
So
look at you from the outside.
Then I was, you know, got more information for that. Signed up for
so
the certification
great, you're so great, you're so
and
smart.
Got certified
and like,
have not looked back.
That it looks that way from
so
you on the outside,
in a
but it's really my selection
all,
process.
I
and
absolutely love it. I want y'all to like. I hope that they hear you're going to be able to do it. It is
it's
so
a
much
to discover your
mind.
It can
it's
be
not this thing for everybody.
Debilitates.
Wake up.
It can keep you from moving.
Maybe somebody does.
Yes.
Fuck yourself. Like first of all, this is irresponsible. This is what I was created to do.
I
want to
be
because for
and
most
investing
of us,
this amount of time and or
we
money
things are
advanced.
The things that
without
we're
without a guarantee
so
on my
school,
return of investment.
The school is not
that
actually,
part.
I've never been
that seems
in
irresponsible. And
educational
I just,
level.
I don't want to be a
courage.
We can
do
talk.
Yes.
What do you believe your purpose is? It is like, what are you going to do? What do you want to be when you grow up? And that, even though it's not said at a young age, it's always hard to make a living. How are you going
to eat? And talk
even more so
because we are higher
for black and brown people
in
America.
You
need a
good
job.
Good
but
job.
How did you
good.
Get to a place
baby.
Where you were like, good job with benefits?
I feel like I got
so
a
I hope your purpose
bit,
is in alignment with a good job
and
benefits.
How did you
not,
get,
baby, that's not
there.
Your purpose.
How did you do
that's
it?
Cute
because
you're
but
here.
You need to do something.
Yeah. Well,
you need to get a real job. That's another thing too.
My why. Because I still do it.
Job.
Right,
and
like
so,
I still do it. I'll still say
so
yes,
just where
and then I
get
off the phone
or
whatever. I'm
looking
like,
for a job,
you know,
going
call,
to check off those
calling my coach,
to
like, oh God,
so
I just say
about.
Yes to this
I
thing,
hope
and
that,
I don't
know,
you know,
you
know
are
all
really
of that.
Getting,
so
it's a
it's my why. It's my purpose.
You don't know what your purpose is.
The,
how
my
much
purpose
and
is
it something that you've just been thinking about?
Living my purpose.
Oh my gosh, I don't know what my purpose is. I find sometimes I'm thinking about a problem I need to find a solution to, and not actually looking for a solution.
More
I'm just thinking
what
about how much
word?
I so I lied to myself,
my
right? Like,
desire,
well, I've been thinking about it.
My calling,
well, you
kind of
have been thinking about
my
it.
My drive,
I know
like
that's
going to
lead to.
I
don't know
where it's going to
lead to a solution.
My purpose,
you know, I'm just
so much stronger
I've been thinking
than
about
my
it for
desire
weeks.
To stay comfortable.
Okay, well, did you, especially in this day and age,
that's what it is?
Did you put
it
in Google? That is, listen.
I that's think that is what it is. And maybe Google's not going to give you an answer. Saying, but yes, where have I'm you over? Looked? Have you told
I'm
people?
Over
have you
all asked someone this else? Other stuff? Hey, you, whatever you I was doing, whatever your purpose I had. I am how so committed slot to being in this space. That
hey,
God
you seem to really be living out. I just want your best life. I want to be in this space where I feel excitement about the work I talked about all the way. I don't want this like survival.
I want y'all to hear.
I'm making it. I'm doing okay.
You did a lot of searching and you were like,
that's my
okay, I'm looking.
I'm about to do this as test, believers, this is but still not the answer.
It's not that joyful.
But it was like something that you were exposed
God's great
to.
Joy.
I think that when it continues to look
I think, yes. I mean, I love stop quiet singing, praise God. God. Even if it's but right in I don't see that in my
yeah.
life. You know,
we
you
continue
God's
to
great joy.
Open ourselves up.
It's not
that
possible because I was at work today. And if I looked in there, there wasn't no
podcast, social media posts, YouTube video, it grabs our attention because it's the thing
that
we have been searching for. Or we have
not
this
just
that we're going to fall upon it, so
more,
I absolutely
but
love
that there is
that you are an
more
active participant
for
because
you
we have to be when it comes
that's
to
when the other
this
thing
with purpose
is, it gets
in Christian
no
circles
enough.
And I say this
now
all
it's
time.
A burden now I don't care
I,
what
first
it
of all,
is
I love the Lord
I'm going to get rid of it so that I can have
he's just not doing all the work. That's the thing.
In this place.
This is meant to be a partnership. It's meant to be a relationship where we are working together. He's going to do the heavy lifting.
Yep.
But he also wants you to lift your end.
For everybody.
He's going to
yeah.
do the making of the way.
It's
he also wants
you
to follow the way. He wants you to,
and
to walk in
I also
want to
give you a little spoiler alert.
It requires opportunity.
Whatever you think it's going to cost, I want you to tally that up.
Yeah, like he wants us to move.
Time,
and that's the thing. And so what I did include in that
money,
story is
whatever,
that I tried several things before I got here.
And understand that.
So let me just add that in. I mean, I was fashion blogging.
It's a gross.
I was.
Underestimation,
I was trying
baby,
to
okay?
do,
it's
going to
cost
online
you so
store.
Much more than that.
I was doing reselling. I tried a lot of things. And I would try it. And I was like, ooh,
for us to recognize
you know,
that
I try things.
In.
And then I'll be like,
because if you
yeah,
don't
that
recognize
ain't
that
it.
As you
not
say
it.
Yes,
next. And I would try anchored. Things. And so there is mm-hmm. a of disappointment,
have to wait.
Of, like failure.
And that why needs to be
all kinds of.
Because
like,
there are going to be storms that come,
the, process
the winds are
going to
blow,
it, but it's just
things
like,
aren't going to work out the way
like
you
said,
think they,
I
they
was
would, but the
seeking.
Weight
I was
of that
on
why
a journey to figure
will keep
it out.
You on solid
so I just kept going
keep you
until
from
I got
drifting
there.
And going back to where you were before and giving up. But you have to lean into that and really get connected to what that why is. Because once you get out there, I know you prepared for some stuff. But it's going to be some stuff you didn't even know it could happen. Like,
listen, oh, yes.
That happened? I didn't even know. I never even imagined that could be a thing.
Yeah. And let me tell you, like, I'm telling you once a week, I'm like, Lord, I don't know about this. And then, like you said, it's but then I can re-anchor. Mm-hmm. into my why, and that like keeps like okay Gabrielle, like get it together, think about why we started this in the first place, right? And I can get myself together. So yeah, it's about finding your why and having that strong enough why to why you're doing what you're doing. And I think too, you mentioned cost and how it's gonna cost you to figure this thing out, not only figure it out but also like walk in it, mm-hmm. but also think about how much it's costing you not to.
Yeah,
like that I guarantee you that mm-hmm. that amount is much more.
Yes.
Much more physically, mentally, like all of the things too.
I remember at some point, this is when I was like dealing with depression. It was the thing that drove the depression home. It's the thing that drives me now, but it was the thing that doubled down on the depression. It was like, I have so many more years left. And I used to think to myself, if this is what my life is going to be for the next 60, I can't do it. It's so much, it's just so much time. I'm like, I don't want to live like this. I could be 60 years. I could live to be 90. I'm like, oh my goodness, that would be horrible. That's what I used to think. Like, that would be so horrible if I live this way. Now I'm looking like it doesn't matter how much time has passed.
Yeah.
If I think about how much time I might have and how great that time could be if I started now. If
yes.
I said yes today, because if I don't say yes today,
it's going to cost me the next 5 years. So now I've given up 5 years you don't stay at the same level of misery. Take it from somebody who knows. I'm trying to tell y'all, I did not get to a place where I was thinking about ending my own life. I didn't wake up like that overnight. It wasn't like a one thing.
Yes.
It was a slow burn. Okay. Mm. Over time, all these days. And we think that living a life unfulfilled and being in misery, like 10 years from now, I'm going to be in the same place. No, you won't. You will be worse, so much worse off. You also don't know what things are going to come. And I've had some experiences that have shaken me. They didn't drop me, though. I've been shook. There were experiences before it dropped me. Right? Mm-hmm. Living in your purpose creates this layer of resilience because yeah. I have more days living my best days and in collaboration with God. Truth be told, I was not in collaboration with God when I was clocking in and clocking out. Now, I needed him to do some stuff, and I called him in sometimes like, hey, sir, I need a raise. So I was wondering if you could do this for me, you know, and he made a way for me. But we were not day in and day out doing that work together. I didn't need to rely on him the way I need to rely on him now. I taught Spanish for 11 years, and I taught levels like 1 and 2. Child, I know exactly what we need to do today. This is what we're doing. I had notes and stuff from all those years. I did not need to rely on the Lord for no Spanish quiz. Mm. I didn't need to rely on him for a pop quiz. I understand that God, you know, God is in all things, right? He gave me the breath. Yes, yes, yes. I didn't need to call on him for no Spanish pop quiz or to do these grades, put these grades. I didn't need that. Mm. Over here, me and the Lord, just on the good side, we are tight. We are working together in and out on all these different things. So when the storms of life come that are unrelated to my work, we have been working so closely together in this purpose that he's still my first phone call now.
Yeah,
I'm very aware of his presence because I need him to do this purpose work. And I think that's something else that we miss. When I'm not in my purpose, it doesn't require me to rely on God. I don't have to develop this relationship beyond Sunday service or reading my Bible. I don't need to depend on him. I don't need to hear his voice. I don't need to be able to be sensitive to when the Spirit is moving. I don't need all those things. I'm just doing this. I can do this on my own type of thing. But then when the storms of life come, I also don't have the relationship with him to get through it. It takes a greater toll on me. So the cost of not doing it, like you said, is absolutely greater than whatever it's going to cost me to get in it.
Yes, significantly greater. Yes, yes. Believe that.
The word of God says something. It is written. I love to say it that way. It is written somewhere in the good book. Okay? You can Google it. It is written somewhere in the good book that whatever it is that you're going through now, this present circumstance, it's going to pale in comparison to the glory that will later be revealed. So it's like, yes, there are some difficulties that I have to go through as I do this purpose work. There's some investments, I'm so uncomfortable. Mm. I laugh when I'm uncomfortable and I laugh all the time now. You know what I'm saying? I laugh all the time because the Lord will say something and I've gotten to a place where I'm not going to buck the system. I know you said it, so I'm not going to pretend like I don't know where it came from. And it's also absolutely ridiculous. And then I remember, oh yeah, but that's your style. And then I just chuckle and I'm like,
at least you laugh because I cry.
I used to cry. Now I'm like, you know what? Because I would go back and forth with him. Like, so yeah. What about this? And you know what his favorite thing to say?
Because I said so.
No, when I tell him this is not fair, this is blah, 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 he'd be like, well, the cross not fair. And I'm like, if you're going to bring up the cross every time, why are we even talking? Like, what are we talking? I can never win if every single time, because I feel like now you let this back and forth go on for 10 minutes. And then
you end it with that. And you ain't got nothing.
I'm like, yeah. That's what we do every time? Okay, so you just gonna play that card. Okay. Mm. You're right, obviously, so let me do this. But then I just started thinking like, okay, I can do this back and forth, but you already know he's gonna say the cross. And now I just laugh. I'm like, you know what? I'm not even gonna go back and forth with you like that, Lord. You told me to do this. I'm gonna do it. It's cool. You know, like, it's cool. We're just gonna do it because I've done that. I've done the back and forth. Every time you do the back and forth and you cry, but guess what? whatever he say, dude.
I get up and do it. That's it. I'm just like, ooh, but I still get up and do it.
So we doing that. That's
yeah. Like, that's what we doing. All right.
I love that. This fear of failure, right, that you had to overcome to get to a place where you are, and even ongoing, it is a lifestyle. Courage is more than a name. I say we have to learn to embrace courage as a lifestyle. Because when you say yes to this call, life, it is always going to require for you to be doing something that is bananas. Every time, it's never going to be like, oh, you've arrived. You ain't arrived. Are you in heaven? Okay, you ain't arrived. It's going to be something else. It's going to be something else. And so I love that you say, yes, you have to overcome the fear of failure, but you have to deal with that even now. Deal with that now. So how are you managing that or dealing with that or getting to a place where that fear of failure no longer stops you? How are you getting there?
Well, I think for me, it's it's almost like one of those. I think I heard someone say, like, just like barf and go. It's just but it's pretty much what you said. It's like, okay, God, this is what we're doing. All right, I guess this is what we're doing. So we just do it. And I think I've just developed a relationship with being uncomfortable. That's just it. It's like I'm just getting more and more comfortable with being uncomfortable. And that's just it. I just think that's part of it.
It is. It absolutely is. I am getting comfortable with being uncomfortable. Yep. I'm getting comfortable with feeling like I got to throw up a little because I'm about to go and do something. Yep. I'm getting uncomfortable with whatever that feeling, because there's a feeling that rises up in you when you're about to do something and you can experience rejection, right? I slid into your DMs and asked you to be on the podcast, a podcast at the time that had no name, had no episodes, and you're a big deal out here in these streets. It's not like, oh, you've known me for so long, and so girl, whatever you need. I did not want to slide into your DMs.
We were already in the DMs anyway.
I know, but that was different. I'm like, this girl does not know me, and I don't want her to think this. And Laura was like, so we worried about what she gonna think. I was like, no, I was just kidding. I don't care what she thinks. I'm touching that. I'm about to get here and DM her right now.
That part. Like, yeah.
Recognizing there's a level of commitment. You said two things, and I want to make sure they get it. You made a decision. You followed through. But that decision and that follow through is really based on not just your relationship with being uncomfortable, but your relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's kind of like a given thing. You're like, well, if he said it, I'm gonna do, like, okay, it might make me sick. I've decided I'm just gonna do it. But part of that, the foundation of that is your relationship with God.
1,000%. Oh yeah. I mean, because you know, when I was really like going through the fire of not knowing my purpose, that was my daily prayer. Like, Lord, listen, if you reveal it to me, when you reveal it to me, I'm going all in, period. And that's just it. So when I start feeling like, I remember, I'm like, no, this is what we're doing. This is what we were called to do. So we just going to do it. And it's going to be fine. Because you know what? What I love even more is being on the other side of that, right? Like the feeling of having done it, and you know, you put yourself out there regardless of the outcome. It's just like, oh my goodness, like I did that. Like that took everything out of me. That took another level of another version of me to do that. So I'm excited. Like I'm addicted, I think, to that feeling on the other side of it too, where I'm just so proud of myself and so happy and just like, thank you, God, for, you know, for presenting me with that challenge and requiring that of me so that I could be this person, so that I could serve this person, so that I could, whatever it is he wanted me to do and wanted to get out of that situation.
That's such a mature level of celebration, right? we know to celebrate, even whether we do it or we don't do it. Everybody's okay with celebrating like accomplishments and achievements. I achieved this goal. I hit this target. But I think it takes a level of maturity and purpose and in this work to say, yes, I'm going to celebrate accomplishments. I'm going to celebrate obedience. I'm going to celebrate execution. I'm going to celebrate consistency. I don't care how many people enrolled or did whatever. The strategy was for me to do 30 lives, for me to do 3 emails, for me to pitch myself to 10 people, for me to record the podcast. I did that. And so I'm a new person. I have greater strength. I have greater confidence, a closer relationship with God, even if don't nobody listen to it. Even if nobody double taps it, me and the Lord out here doing something together, and I'm going to need this rhythm that we have together for wherever he's taking me. And I know he's taking me somewhere.
Yes.
It took some time for me to embrace this purpose that I have, even though I love the work of it. I just want it to be my main thing. I want to talk to people about Bible all the time, in the grocery store, getting a candy cane at a fair. I don't care. I want to talk about it with anybody that want to talk about it. Yes, let's do it. But I'm talking about what's my job going to be, though. Like, that's cool. I'm going to invite women to my house Wednesday night. Praise God. I made cookies, guys. And I also made some chili. Please come in. We're going to be looking at John tonight. I will open up my home on Wednesday night. Okay, sir?
Yes.
I'm talking about what I'm going to do for a living. For work. Because that's not a thing. I'm not doing that for work, obviously. So what am I going to do for work? So it took some time. And so I want to say that purpose may not look like what you think it's going to look like, especially if you are a trailblazer.
Mm-hmm.
If your purpose is blazing a trail, is creating something that hasn't been done. And we believe the word of God, eyes haven't seen. That's like my favorite thing.
Yes.
Eyes haven't seen. Ears haven't heard. Right? Neither has it entered into the hearts of man. Okay. So you're trying to say it's nobody else out there that's done it. Well, duh. Because the Lord said eyes hadn't seen it.
That's right.
He's going to be the first to do it. Come on now, friends. Right? Like, but we can't imagine that we're going to be chosen to be a trailblazer. We can't imagine that our purpose is going to be a purpose that's going to be outside of our comfort zone. I've missed this. We didn't really touch on this, but I want to go back. God just brought it back to my mind. Do you know how much I just love that in order for you to walk in your purpose, you had to come out of the idea or the agreement or the season, the identity of being behind the scenes all the time.
Oh my goodness.
That is comical that's how you were. Like, that is actually laughable. Because I see your face all the time. You know what I mean? I see your face all the time. And it's a great face. I see it all the time.
Thank you.
So when you were like, I'm just kind of behind the scenes, I'm not going to be doing it. And the thing that you do requires you to get out from behind that and have your face out there. People are always like, oh, I'm an introvert. Okay, cool. I love that for you. The Lord knew you were an introvert when he gave you that assignment. And you have this assignment that may require you to work outside of this thing. I don't want people to miss that.
Let me tell you, I think that was one reason why I questioned this, kind of like you. It's like, well, wait a minute, because you said that, like, there are gifts involved, right? Like, they should be things that I'm good at and that I'm comfortable with and all of that, right? Like, I'm not comfortable talking on the cameras. I'm not good at being center of attention, speaking in front of people. Like, that's not something I'm good at. So, Lord, I'm a little confused here. But honey, he wasn't letting up. He was just like, no, this is it. I'm pretty sure that this is what I have for you to do. So, and I really had to work on that. Like, I really had to work on my ability to get on camera, show my face in a still photo, much less talking on a video or jumping around dancing on camera or any of that, right? So it was definitely a process. And but I think the biggest thing is that, like, the foundation of it, again, anchoring in my purpose, like that's the thing that, like, kept me going. Like, I'm so committed to doing this and to being who God has called me to be that I'm figure it out. And then you do it so much that it becomes just one of those things where you just like, okay, that's just something I do. It's part of my job, right? Like, just like anything else. So
yeah, second nature. I hated doing video. I started out with the blog, which was not successful, but it got me to a place, right? But I didn't want to do video. I didn't want pictures up. I didn't want to go live. I hated that. I'm like, I don't want to be on nobody's camera. I don't want to do that. And now it's so second nature. People can't even imagine.
Yeah.
How much I hated it. Let me have a word. Okay.
Listen, with a do-rag on and everything, yeah. Honey, listen, y'all finna get this bonnet.
Yes. Y'all about to get this bonnet blessing. Okay. Yeah. That's what y'all about to get. That's 100%. Yeah. I hope that y'all are hearing, one, that it's a process. It doesn't always look like you think. It's going to take some time. It's not this clean cut, easy, I'm going to pull something out the box and it's just going to work for me. And also that when it doesn't work for you, it's not a red flag. It doesn't mean that you don't have a calling, that God didn't send you, that you weren't created for something. It is all a part of the process. And I want for whoever God brings this podcast to, I want to hear this truth being said over and over and over. We need a constant reminder for us to, one, get it, and two, we need a constant reminder because we're getting so many other messages. We're taking in so many other instant, I tried it one time and I was a millionaire messages, yeah, that we start to believe that those, which I'm not saying they're not true. Somebody did become an overnight success. Great. There are fewer of those that have become millionaires.
Yeah.
There were people who had a story, had something to overcome, and still ended up successful.
Yes.
There are more of us out here than the one time I hit this thing and I went viral off my first video. So now you didn't go viral off your first video. You think that's it. I'm so grateful that you came on to share your story. You had something to overcome to get to where you are.
Oh, yeah. That.
Okay, this is my last question for you. And it's kind of the fill in the blank, right? So what, in your experience, is the key for courageously overcoming the fear of failure?
I'm Gabrielle of The Thought Trainer, and I believe the key to courageously overcoming the fear of failure is anchoring in your purpose.
I love it. These people are going to want so much more of you because I just love you so much. And now they love you and they want to know, where can they find you? How can they find you? Where do you play the most?
I play the most on Instagram at The Thought Trainer. That's my playground. I love Instagram.
Now, I'll give everybody an endorsement, but I'm going to tell you this. Sometimes I don't even want to tell y'all because then what if I can't get in? You know, I'm like, I know, I'm trying to be a caring person. Sometimes I'm like, no, I can't share where I get this done because then I won't be able to get an appointment. Sorry, you know, may the Lord help you.
You're gatekeeping. God don't want us to gatekeep.
I really pray for me. I ain't telling nobody. I just told my therapist.
So sweet.
Somebody looking for a therapist, not mine. The Lord gonna have to lead me to life. Cause she already saying, oh, well, you know, Miss Courage, we 2 weeks out. Oh no, I can't tell nobody else about you, girl. You're doing fine without me endorsing.
I love it.
The Lord is breaking that spirit of gatekeeping off of me. So I'm gonna do the Lord's good work and tell y'all, you know, as much as it pains me to tell y'all this, this is, you know, Gabrielle, you are somebody everybody needs to be, even if they think they know what their purpose is, they need to get on a call with you. Mm. Whatever that is going to be, time investment, money investment, they need to get on a call with you. I have been doing this for a long time, and my call with you They need to be sending you thank yous in the DMs, because after that first call I had with you where I got back to my original story, the thing that made me who I am, so many of the people who have been following me for years were in my DM, were emailing me, you're back. We're so, I'm like, now, that ain't some shade. We're so glad that you're back. And I've been doing this for a while. I'm like, oh, I'm so glad I talked to you, because it helped me to get back to a place I had kind of abandoned, honestly. So even if you've been doing it for a while and you feel like you are so successful, you don't need it, child, you need it. I'm dropping her link. Make sure you get on her calendar, square away the time, sell cans. You can sell cans and plasma these days. Yeah. Do what you gotta do, friend. I got the plasma bank for you, okay? Do what you gotta do, friend, to get in this space, because when you work with somebody, when they work with somebody like you at your level, your caliber, just your gifting, it's an accelerant. Yes, you can get there on your own. Why take 7 years to do something that you can get done in maybe like 7 weeks? Or it's taken me 60 days, but maybe I could have gotten to this understanding in 60 minutes.
That's the thing that I believe. I believe it took me all that time to do it. And I believe that God had me go through it so that I can help other people get through it faster. Yeah. And so, yeah.
100%. Listen, y'all need to get on her calendar. You're welcome. You can send me thank yous in my DMs. Okay, guys?
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gabrielle, for saying yes. Y'all make sure y'all get at her, because she's amazing.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be here. It's always a yes to you, Courage.
Okay, now y'all heard us say this. I'm going to keep this recording. Because it's going to be something else. You're going to be like, I did tell her yes. Here she goes. Yeah. Yes, I love that. All right, I love y'all, and we'll see y'all in the next episode.
All right.
Later.